Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Have a great visit with our friend Michael Salzman. He's the research fellow for our Employment Policies Institute. Give us that website, Michael.
EPIonline.org, and then we've got a new one we launched recently, minimumwage.com.
All right, minimumwage.com. Okay, folks, we're talking about minimum wage. The what is it right now? $7.25?
That's right. It's $7.25 at the federal level, and then it varies on the state level. All the way from $7.25 is the minimum, and then in some states like Washington, I believe it's $9.92 an hour right now, or possibly $9.92 an hour right now.
But that's a state, or even some cities have what they call living wages. And this was raised from like $5.15. It was raised during the first 2 years of the Obama administration, if I remember correctly.
It started during the Bush administration. It went up from $5.15 to $5.85, and then $5.85 to $6.55, and then the last step happened during the Obama years.
Okay, and that's what I was remembering. So we've got two Democrats, one in the House, one in the Senate. Tom Harkin, not one of my favorite Americans, is in the Senate, and they're proposing this new increase. And Michael, I'm dead set against minimum wage. I've said it before. I'm certainly against a hike in minimum wage. And the reason is that the only time minimum wage comes into play for me as an employer, Mike, is when I hire when I bring on somebody from a college. What's the word I'm trying to use? An intern.
Like an intern?
When I bring an intern.
Yeah.
When I bring an intern on to work with me from college, one of the colleges, I pay them minimum wage. Now, if it goes up, now a lot of people don't even pay their interns, but I've never had an intern that I didn't pay at least minimum wage, because I felt like they spend their time with me, they're going to bring some skills, I get some benefit from it, I should be paying for that. And I pay them minimum wage. I've never paid any other employee minimum wage. I've always paid more than that. And but if minimum wage goes to $9.80, I'm not going to pay an intern $9.80. I'm going to pay him something less than that. And so, if President Obama is reelected, if we get a Senate and a House of Representatives controlled by the Democrats, minimum wage will get raised to whatever Tom Harkin wants. Would you agree or disagree with that, Michael?
Well, I do think that a democratically controlled House and Senate, especially with a president who is inclined to do it, would take that action. Although, unfortunately, it's been a kind of a bipartisan issue. I mean, if you look back at some of the last few minimum wage increases, the one in the early 90s and then the one, this most recent one, were both signed into law by Republican presidents. I think Republicans, sometimes they'll ask for it to be paired with some sort of package of temporary tax cuts or things like that. And you understand why they do that. But the problem is they can't anticipate the effect of this sort of thing. And the effect of the last one was we had an increase in the minimum wage right at sort of one of the roughest parts of the recession.
Yeah.
I mean, right when teen unemployment was already above 20%, and then this automatic thing kicked in and it rose even higher. I mean, no amount of temporary tax cut can offset the harm that does to entry-level employees.
But think about this. Think about this, Michael. We're trying to get 25 million people, Americans, back to work. Mm-hmm. Raising minimum wage is going to create more headwinds for that situation. 25, 30 years ago, you raised minimum wage, businesses just had to suck it up. Today we have technology that can replace employees. We can develop business strategies around different technologies instead of more employees, and we can stop hiring people. We don't have to hire people. You heard President Obama. One of the things he blamed for the recession, for the slow recovery, was kiosks. Kiosks have proliferated largely, in my opinion, because of minimum wage. A lot of businesses that would rather have their customers deal with people have gone to kiosks to save money on payroll. And minimum wage has contributed to that, Michael. I'm convinced of that. What do you think?
No, I think you're right. I mean, you know, we see a lot of technological changes, and I think the assumption sometimes is just that we assume it's all strictly due to technology. And in some cases it may be, but I think in other cases the technology is being pushed along by the changes in labor costs.
No question.
We talked about the grocery store example, which a lot of people know, but I think something more people are becoming familiar with is, and you can see this, it's like California Pizza Kitchen, is some restaurants experiment with technology that allows you to order and pay for your food at the table.
Right.
Now, these aren't fast food restaurants. These are casual dining, sit-down restaurants. Now, and sort of the poison pill in this legislation that's being considered is not only is there an increase in the minimum wage, but there's a 220% increase in the wage for tipped employees. And so I think the changes we're going to see automation-wise aren't just going to apply to some of these industries we expected in, like, retail
right.
or grocery stores. It's going to bleed
over. And see, this comes back,
over.
Michael, I got to wrap it up here, but this comes back to politicians seeing everything as what's in front of their nose. They don't realize marketplace is three-dimensional. It's multifaceted. Yes. Every action has an equal and opposite reaction, and they don't realize that because that's not how they think. In fact, I think many of them are not smart enough to think that way. Michael, I thank you for being here. Give us the website quickly, please.
EPIonline.org. Always great to be here.
Come back again real soon. Michael Saltzman, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I'll be back after these messages, 29 after. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.